Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Want to talk to you guys about the sponsor of the Powers Old City Sports Network, Sterling Pig Brewery out of Media, Pennsylvania. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Use the Pig on the Fly program to get their beer shipped directly to your front door. As long as you're in PA, DC, or Virginia, you can use this. Make sure you guys spend $65 or more and use promo code OCSN in capital letters to get free shipping. Remember, $65 or more gets you free shipping using promo code OCSN in all caps. Take care, guys, and we'll see you next week in the alley. What is going on, everybody? Jesse and Corey here from Flyers Alley. Happy, what's it, Good Friday?
It is Good Friday. Yes, it is.
It's Good Friday. We do have a breaking news that is happening. I didn't even get the picture and put it in here. I don't feel like I should have to. I feel like everybody knows what it is. There's some breaking news. There's some things to talk about real quick. I don't know how quick it's going to be, but it should be good. Corey is in the Welk household because my house is literally currently under quarantine from death.
Dude, it's going around everywhere.
Yeah, I just refuse. I'm trying to fight it off. I can feel it's trying to make its way. I had to go to the grocery store this morning. It was rough business. Me and Kenzie went. The kids are almost out of the woods, but
yeah, you texted me earlier in the week about poor Kenzo. I felt bad.
These kids get sick all the time, but that's the way it is. But yeah, before we continue, you know, it's a regular episode of Flyers Alley, just in the AM, so it's pretty cool. Make sure you guys go and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Flyers Alley. Like our like page, follow us, and join our group page. Go on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube, Old City Sports Network. And make sure you guys go over to www.oldcitysports.com. Check out your favorite Philadelphia-based podcasts, articles, and merch. Use the promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off site-wide. I just added a bunch of stuff last night. Looking good.
I'm getting a bucket hat.
Check the Net has stuff now. Looking good. Good stuff. I'm not gonna turn the OCSN landline on. I'm just not going to do it.
But, I feel like there's enough to rip through anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to get into Alley Talk. That's pretty much what we're going to do. So all right, we'll do that. All right, so we're going to start Alley Talk off with the loss with the Habs. It sucks, 4-1. Thought we were going to win that game. I'm going to solely base it off of Scratch and Delorier. I'm just going to say it. Arber Jokai was kind of throwing some people around. There wasn't too much we could do. They played down against the team that we should have got 2 points off of. A lot of this conversation is going to be about what's going on today. So
Your thoughts real quick on this loss. We are going to talk about – I guess Sunday's not going to happen. We're not going to talk about it, so.
Sunday's Easter. That's why we kind of jumped in today.
That's right.
But last night was pathetic. Last night was just absolutely painful to watch. Oh, my God. I jumped back and forth, but to be honest with you, from what I saw, it was bad. It's just – it was painful. I guess that's really the only way I can call it.
Well, a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about in this next whatever, I do want to be done before the press conference starts. And that starts at 10:45. So let's move on to what's happening now, the Fedotov and Kolosov news. Right now, the first thing is Kolosov's team, the Minsk Dynamo, were knocked out of their playoffs, making him available naturally. I mean, that's just how it works. So you're going to see him soon. They're talking more about Fedotov than they are Kolosov. The last that I heard last night before I woke up was that they were having visa issues. And then obviously we all woke up this morning to the Philadelphia Flyers Facebook, Twitter saying, welcome Fedotov to Philadelphia. And then about 20 seconds later, I had an email from the Flyers saying there's a press conference at 10:45 with Danny Briere and Ivan Fedotov. So he is here. So I know you texted me this morning and asked, is there any validity to this? Yeah, it is. That is what's going on. He is here.
Yeah. Before I post anything, I make sure that, unlike certain other people, I check my sources.
Oh, you can.
I'm not an asshole. I don't just go and post random shit.
So Eric Moore chimes in. Morning, guys. What's going on, man?
Morning, Eric.
So the other thing that I have here pertaining to this subject is Fedotov's contract with his Russian team was terminated. And it was said last night that the Flyers had a hand in that. It was said that it sounds like the Flyers had a hand in it. They've been in talks with him for weeks planning this, and it was kind of crazy. I think it was Jason Martinez. He has his own show. He has a good, I forget what it's called. But it's Flyers Daily is what it's called.
Yep.
He tweeted out this morning, it's crazy how secret, how Danny B kept it under wraps that he's been doing this, the same thing with Cutter Gauthier, a bunch of the other stuff like that. There was nothing leaked. No one knew anything. And I think that's great. This has been going on for a while, and it's funny because we were talking about this. We've been talking about it in the alley for a while, what's going on with the goalie situation, and this just shows that they've known that something's – that they have to make a change here. And then the third thing I have for this, per Aunt DeMarco, I can't remember what outlet he's with. I can't remember. Fedotov to Philly right away. And Kolosov to Lehigh with an uncertain ETA.
Now, that makes me real kind of curious because does that mean Briere figured out, because he was real curious as to how that would work with the emergency goalie situation, yada, yada, yada. He said that's something that they have to figure. So you're telling me he figured that out in less than 24 hours and Fedotov's going to come right here?
The whole process has been weeks is all it says. All that's been said is that it's been going on behind the radar. I mean, it's been figured. The visa thing has been figured out, obviously, because it's saying that he's here. So if he's in the press conference, or maybe he's virtually in the press conference, not sure. We'll all see it. When it happens, but that's exciting. I'm very excited for it. There's people in some groups that aren't excited for it. I don't understand that.
They can go shit in their hat.
Right. So once he's here, he's not going back. So, an unpopular opinion though, and this is going to wrap up the Fedotov and Kolosov thing. Cause he's here. There's not much more to talk about until we see the press conference, at 10:45. Like I said, unpopular opinion. Fedotov deal was made possible by making a deal with Russia to keep Michkov. I don't know. Just say.
Squeeze me?
Don't be surprised. I'm not saying it's happened. I'm just saying it's an unpopular opinion. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, just say.
That's very interesting.
Because if you think about it logically here, I mean, in the categories of things that we need goalies. And we need them now.
That is very interesting.
You heard it here first. Same.
That's
it was me at 4 a.m. I was dying. Eric Moore chimes in, says it's going to be nice to seeing the goalie spot being worked on. We need that spot fixed.
What, buddy? Okay.
I don't know what you said. It's an unpopular opinion, but I'm just saying, you know, all things considered, what happened with Fedotov from the beginning, it wouldn't surprise me. That is straight from me. That's not from anybody. That wasn't anything. You know, no one has said that. I just was thinking that last night while I was not sleeping.
That's a Jesse Bell thought.
Yeah.
If that happens, holy shit, dude. That would be very interesting to basically do the trade for a trade. You know, okay, we're going to take him and bringing me Girl Scout cookies.
There you go.
It's an interesting thought. I don't know though. I feel like instead of doing the trade for a person, I feel like there was a trade for an envelope filled with money.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it logically here, players go overseas because they get paid pretty much double to triple what they're getting paid in the NHL. Oh,
absolutely.
The NHL is just to have that clout. I played in the best league on the planet. So, like, yeah. You know, and there's so many controversies when it comes to Michkov, his family, and Russia. Like, it makes sense. Everybody has forgotten about the whole thing that happened with his father.
With his father, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean – For them, they just let him go when he's – I mean, he's playing – I think he's playing Sochi. You know, he's an all-star player over there, so it doesn't make any sense.
He's their stud over there. That's what it is.
Right. And I also want to clear something up I guess it's Fedotov. I'm calling him Fedotov. I don't care. He has actually been playing on a North American ice. So that's not something that he would have to go down. And I think that's why they're going to slot him in immediately. Kurt, you want to bet? You're not getting my money. this is how it is. But, yeah, so that's what's happening with that whole thing. I do have some other topics here. We'll see it, like I said, 10:45 when we'll all be watching the press conference, obviously. That's really all you can say. I mean, there's nothing else to really say when it comes to Fedotov and Kolosov. So moving on. Drysdale, Sealer skating with the team. Sealer may be back on Saturday. Obviously, didn't play last night. That's what's happening with that. They've released videos saying that he's coming back. This is another thing that adds on to the problems that we're having right now. You know, we got Addard and Ginning up. You know, I think it was Greg Montour texted me last night and said, you should switch Delorier to defense because he'd be doing better than
I saw that from Greg last night.
Yeah, so
because he can actually clear somebody out in front of the net.
Yeah, Zamula's not working out. I'm sorry. It was a good move at the beginning, but right now it's just not. I mean, I
20 pounds of muscle for that kid just evidently has done jack shit.
So I don't see him getting sent. I see him getting sent down. I wouldn't send down. I would have a really big issue with sending Addard and Ginning down. I would figure that out.
I'm with you in the same boat on that one.
You have to make room for Drysdale though. So
I like Ginning's physical play. Yeah. I like Addard's physical play as well. Addard can definitely move the puck as well. Jennings not too terrible with it either. I'm more along the lines of have a problem with Eric Johnson's puck control.
I didn't have that in here, but I agree with that as well.
We're talking about making room for Sierra and Drysdale. I mean, it's a possibility that, you know, Torts has raved about Addard, you know, and the whole the Addard and Jennings line. He's a fan of it.
He's really
from what it sounds like, Risto's just he's copped out for the season.
Yeah, and as it does come in the line of who's going to come back first, it's going to be Sealer, Drysdale, and then Risto. It does. I do have it here that Sealer's potentially ready for Saturday's game versus the Blackhawks, but closer than Drysdale and Risto. Drysdale's right behind Sealer, and Risto is out longer than both. There still is really not sure what his timeline looks like. So he could be out for the rest of the year. And like I said, it doesn't move the needle enough for me to even worry about that.
I'm not barking up that tree.
Yeah, no. So that's what's going on. And those are things that do lead to the way that the – what? What? That's mine. Leave it alone. Those are things that add up to the way that the Flyers have been playing lately. Your star guys, your defensive core guys are out and they're hurt, and this is what's going on. Addard and Jennings have done an excellent job, in my opinion. Zamula, Johnson, not really adding up. The next thing that I do have, Coots seems checked out, and Kurt brought this to my attention. He's not playing that often. No post-game interviews. Just doesn't seem engaged on the ice. Is there a potential buyout this season, this offseason?
Okay. For Coots, no. And the reason I'm saying no is there's two other guys you got to buy out before him.
Who's that? Risto. Who else? Oh, Atkinson.
Atkinson and Peterson. Those two guys have absolutely destroyed me this year for the Flyers.
Yep.
Peterson, to be honest with you, that was to get Cal Peterson. I think that was just a throw, a salary throw in for the trade with the Flyers for with Walker and everybody else that was packaged in with that trade and everything like that, which, by the way, I have to say, you know, Walker's done a hell of a job out in Colorado.
Yeah, he's been it's making me hate it even more.
It's a bad thing, but I mean, you know, it's crazy to sit there and think that, you know, everybody out in Colorado that they've talked to about, you know, Walker coming in the locker room, they said he's a hell of a guy, which, I mean, that's not hard to figure that out. But no, it's, you need the, what is it? Atkinson's like 1.53 or something like that. And then Peterson's like $5 million. So you're spending a little over six and a half, 6.53, whatever. But those guys got to go, man. I can't, to me, there's no loyalty to those guys because they're not Flyers guys. Right. Coots is a Flyer. Yep. You know, he came through the system. He was drafted out by the Flyers. So there's I get there's loyalty there. But yeah, the disinterest in him, it's killing me too.
Eric Moore chimes in. Do you think Coots wearing the C is dragging him down? I don't think he's healthy. I think he's playing hurt. He definitely plays better than this, but there's a lot of pressure on him. And like I said before, and like I'll continue to say, when it comes to what's going on with the Flyers and what's going on with Coots. Huh? Cool. Here's your juice. Yeah, boy. He's just not a Flyers captain. That's just what it is.
You should have never
put the C on him. So,
especially what 7/8 of the way through the season.
Yeah, and plus, like we had said on last Flyers Alley, or whenever it was, I know we've at least talked about it. The fact that they said that they weren't, or Torts wasn't going to name a captain, and then all of a sudden they name a captain, like you said, that far into the season, that's an up top, you know, decision there, and it's just it makes no sense. So I don't think that he's the guy that I would have picked.
I just would have stuck with your three assistants for the rest of the year. And to be honest with you, I think now that, you know, that possibly in the offseason, Torts will go up and say, you know, look, here's the deal. You guys kind of forced my hand to have a captain this year, whether or not that is the case or not. You know, they forced Tortorella to have the captain this year. Say, look, we did it your way. It obviously didn't work. We're going to do it my way next year.
Right. Yeah. It's going to suck taking the C off him, but I honestly think that's the move to make. Or if he's healthy next season, Greg Monto chimes in, they play better without a captain. They do. And you know, these are the type of things that, you know, yeah, with the Sean Walker thing, he helped us get to the point where we're at right now. And I think that's what's frustrating is the fact that, you know, we got to where we're at now, you know, with the loss against the Habs last night. It's just absolutely it's gut wrenching. But we have the Blackhawks tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get a better thing in there. I will bring this up again to April 6th. That's next Saturday. We are going to be live at Sterling Pig and Media. PA, if you guys are from Delco and you don't have anything going on next week and you want to come and watch the Flyers, we are going to have $2 beers and $10 wings. We'll be doing it for a pregame, first intermission coverage, maybe the other two. But yeah, come check it out. We'll have some stuff to raffle last time, $5 raffles. I'll rip some stuff out of here. We'll figure it out. But with that being said, yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and make sure that you do go and check out the press conference. Probably on YouTube would be the best bet. And make sure you guys see what's going on over there with Danny B and Ivan Fedotov. In I guess like a couple minutes, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Hopefully, oh, we got one more comment. Chris Lahiff, last night's game was so frustrating to watch. I've never seen so many overturned goals. Yeah.
Sometimes, look, sometimes that's just the way it works. You know, the calling of the kicking with Hathaway in the net, I get that. The other thing is Forrester was clearly offsides too.
Yeah, the Forrester one as well was like – like,
I mean, I gotta hand it to Marty St.
Louis. Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I gotta hand it to Marty St. Louis' upstairs team. You know what? Those guys were
spot on.
I gotta hand it to them.
Yeah, it sucks because, you know, it was giving life back to the players, and then, you know, obviously life was sucked right out of them.
Yeah.
Look, you learn from that shit.
So last hypothetical question for you.
Yes.
Knowing what we know now on defense with how hurt we are, do you still trade Walker?
Yeah, you're gonna need the first. Yeah, I mean, this year, even if we don't if we get into the playoffs with a wild card and you know, I don't think we're gonna hang on to the correct me if I'm wrong. Like I said, I just got up. I'm doing some shit around the house. I don't know if we're even in the third still. I suspect that we're going to eventually drop to, the wild card. So I'm okay with that. I don't think the Flyers are going to win the Stanley Cup this year. And I don't want anyone to think that me wanting them to get into the playoffs means that I believe they're going to do that, but they're focusing on the playoffs now. You can see that they're concerned about the goalies. And if you get these two over here, it's another season next year. And we're really in a better spot than we were during the draft. We're going to need that first round pick. I mean, we're just going to. We have it, so why not? I mean,
we are pretty stacked for the draft this year.
And we do. I mean, we have a really good defensive core. I mean, even with Sealer and Drysdale out, I mean, Cam York has been playing awesome, man. I mean, you know, Johnson's just not the guy. And I don't know how long we have him for or anything. I don't think it matters.
For all we know, it's just this 1 year and then poof.
Right. And you do.
I don't know. I could take a look real quick, but not that interested.
You have Addard and Ginning, and that's great. Them getting this experience, and they're handling it very well. So defensively, our guys come back. Yeah. I mean, we have a really good chance of pushing, getting back in the third position. I want to keep the first, obviously. Yeah. It was a tough move, especially because the whole city loved the guy already. But yeah, I would do it. Greg Montour, Montreal was loose and have no pressure where there is some pressure on the Flyers. That's true. They also have some good players, but at the same time, the Suzuki kid could get fucked. Eric Moore said, I say a short playoff run for experience and then push hard and play further into the playoffs next year. You just go with the flow. You got to go with the flow at this point. As it's been said,
just get to the first round. We'd be happy with a knockout in the first.
The playoffs are magical, dude. You get in, it's all great. So, with that being said, like I said, everybody tune in a couple minutes. The press conference is going to start at 10:45. And then, you know, you'll have your answers. So, thanks everybody for tuning in. Had a great turnout. We'll see you guys the weekend after Easter.
All right.
What's going on, everybody? Jess here from Old City Sports Network at Flyers Alley. Everybody here loves sports, like going to events, need a ticket app. Make sure you guys use SeatGeek. Download SeatGeek from your app store on your Android or your iPhone. Make sure you guys select the game that you want and use promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for $20 off your first order. And don't be a schmuck. Go get a couple email addresses. Hit that thing up, dude. Do the right thing. SeatGeek. It's where it's at. Hey, everybody. Also want to come on here and tell you guys about our beard sponsor and Warlord Beard Oil. Make sure you guys go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN in all caps for 15% off your beard oil orders. And make sure any orders over $65 get you free shipping. Make sure you head on over to www.warlordbeardoil.com. We all use it in Old City Sports Network. Anybody that has a beard is going to love it. Make sure you guys go use the promo code. Later.